Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Michigan State goes into Madison and comes out with a 38-0 loss. Spartans in the last 2 weeks have been outscored by Ohio State and Wisconsin by a final of 72-10. And the Michigan State football program is in a state of, I don't want to say a state of disrepair because they technically have a winning record. I don't want to say a state of absolute damage because they obviously still can win some games here as the season goes along. And they were ranked at one point this season. Mm-hmm. But I understand the Michigan State fans are very, very frustrated right now, frustrated with Mark D'Antonio, frustrated with the offense. And it's causing, I think, a bit of an overreaction, an overcorrection. Because people now question D'Antonio. It's almost like they say, hey, Mark, thanks for everything. We appreciate the glory years. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
Yeah, I understand it. I mean, their conference record the last 4 years, I don't have it off the top of my head, but it's not very good. But I don't think the season, I mean, yes, are they going to win? Are they going to get to Indy? No. But the season's not over, okay? And, you know, maybe because of what happened when they were really good for those few years, people's expectations have risen.
They have,
and
which,
you know,
is fair.
Which is fair. However, let's look at what they have left. Okay, I'm going to give them, and maybe I shouldn't, Maryland, Rutgers, and Illinois. Okay, so that's 7-3, and you're talking Michigan and Penn State for their other two. You can't tell me that they have no chance of beating either Penn State or Michigan. Penn State at home at Ann Arbor, where they play usually pretty well. They could win both of them. They could lose both of them, but they could win both of them. And you know, Penn State will be playing two emotional, you know, tough games in a row coming to Spartan Stadium next week, Michigan State coming off a bye. You tell me that Penn State is that good where they're going to come in here and house Michigan State? I don't think so.
Well, they've been housed their last two games.
Yeah, against really good. Maybe I'm just – I don't believe in Penn State.
Okay, you clearly don't believe in Penn State.
I don't. I think they're good, but I just don't think they're in the class as Wisconsin and Ohio State.
But see – I understand what you're saying, and I kind of have some of the similar thoughts to you. I'm not trying to be devil's advocate here, but I think there are Michigan State fans right now driving to work, and they're screaming at their radio, 9-3 is not good enough. And that's 9-3 under your Mike Stone best case scenario.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there giving them wins against Maryland, Rutgers, and Illinois, mm-hmm. to which they would say, Indiana gave us everything they could.
Right.
You can almost make the argument Indiana should have won that game. You know, what has Michigan State done this season? Who have they beaten this season to give you the sense that they can put, you know, do exactly what you said? And then the other issue is this is coming off a team last year, which down the stretch was playing defense as well as anybody mm-hmm. in the country. They couldn't score. They go out to California for that bowl game, the Red Box Bowl or whatever the hell it was.
Scored what, 6 points?
Scored 6 points against Oregon.
They barely beat Rutgers last year. Their offense is...
Right. And so what did Mark D'Antonio, the great Mark D'Antonio, the greatest coach in the history of the university, and nobody can take that away from him, but what did he do? He was loyal to his guys. Maybe this is his last year. Maybe he didn't want to make any great changes. And as a result, they're worse off than they were a year ago.
Yeah, look, the defense is definitely somewhat alarming. Although Saturday, it was, you know, third quarter, and one of the touchdowns, obviously, which we heard was not defense, didn't give up the pass interception return.
No, but the defense had every chance to keep them in the game in the first half. Third down, fourth down.
I know, the defense.
Get a stop. And they could never get a stop.
I was saying the defense was, you know, did not play well on Saturday. There's no doubt about it. It's been disappointing. But in their defense, when your offense is still so horrible and you're out there all the time, and Saturday, how many three and outs did they have? So the defense is
how
back.
How many three and outs did Wisconsin have?
Not very many. I'm saying, but after a while, it just adds up, and your defense is on the field so often, so much, it kills you. Look,
It was 24-0 at halftime.
I know.
I mean, there was really no point. I mean, the game, I mean, I'm not making excuses for anybody. And you're right. The defense is ahead of the offense, but right. The defense
I'm
is not nearly
excuses.
As
I'm
good.
Just, I'm just saying.
Well, no offense, but you actually are making excuses. You're like, well, I mean, the defense is out there for a while. You're making excuses for how poorly the defense
is.
Well,
I still say the defense has been disappointing, especially on Saturday, but part of that is, you know, what happens. When your offense sucks as bad as theirs has, sometimes it just wears on the defense after a while.
That's making excuses.
Oh, well, it's a fact. Excuses.
No, it's not. It's not a fact.
Okay.
It's not a fact. Okay. It's making excuses.
Oh,
but it's okay.
Whatever.
I'm not mad at you for making.
But
I'll say, not making excuses, but boy, that field is a difficult. That's making excuses.
No, excuses like crown fields and things like that.
I think an excuse is, you know, I mean, get a 3-and-out.
Yeah.
You're so tired? Go stop them on third down. Stop them on fourth down. There was a fourth down play where they, you know, the guy should have scored a touchdown. The tight end, he just fell down at like the 2-yard line.
So this is everybody's worst fear, right, as a Michigan State fan? What they shuffled the coaching staff?
Yeah.
And it looks the exact same as
last year. I wouldn't even say it's their worst fear. I'd say it's their expectation. You know, I mean, that's when D'Antonio, when they had such a good defense down the stretch, nothing offensively, and then they do what he did, you know, shuffling the deck chairs on the Queen Mary is the famous phrase. This is what they expected.
I think cynical Spartan fan expected this. You know, Valeni expected this, but I think there were some people that were hopeful that it would look different.
Right.
I mean, you've seen that happen in the past in football. There have been other coaches that have shuffled around staffs, not really let anybody go, and it works. Well, this isn't working.
Yeah.
And to me, now he has backed himself into a corner. I don't think he's going to be the coach next year.
Neither do I. I think he's going to walk away.
He's not going to change.
I just wonder, and I'm curious what Michigan State fans want, okay? Because I think it's a little bit rash to say I want D'Antonio's head on a stick. You know what I mean? I do think there is a general feeling that this might be his last year on his terms, not Michigan State terms, or maybe it'll be a mutual, like, it's time to go. Yeah, it's time to go.
It's a perfect time for him to go if he wants to lead the covered bear. If they believe the recruiting this year is not very good, who's the quarterback next year?
But I guess what I'm asking is, what does Michigan State, well, if you're a Michigan State fan, what do you want? Do you want D'Antonio to resign? Do you want him to retire? Do you want him to be fired? What exactly do you want out of this scenario? Because it's very difficult when you have a guy with this sort of legacy. And the other thing, to your point, Gov, it's like Saban has changed, right? I mean, Saban has changed the way he's coached. But how many other coaches out there change? I mean, that is one of the legendary things about coaching, where you coach a certain way, it works, and then when it stops working, you kind of lose your effectiveness.
I think you can have a certain coaching style. I still think Saban is hard on those guys and wears himself,
but he's mixed up the offense.
They've revolutionized. The game has been revolutionized in the last 10 years. And Mark
and
D'Antonio,
who's the only guy who's left standing is Saban, pretty much. I mean, Meyer revolutionized the game. He was part of the revolution at Utah and everything else. But who else is out there?
Saban did it because he had Tua. I mean, when Jalen Hurts was there, they weren't winging the ball down the field. They had the same type of offense.
LSU was doing it.
LSU's doing it.
They barely, and it's almost like they got it right at the last second here.
Right.
And it's because they have Joe Burrow, it's working.
No, you're right. LSU's a good example.
You know, but it's hard to do that completely. You get lost in the shuffle. Look at Jimbo Fisher. What kind of move was that for him? And then at the same time, he left Florida State in shambles.
Well, a lot of really heartfelt and thoughtful texts from the 734 area code about Mark D'Antonio. Pride comes before the fall. It's coming full circle for D'Antonio. Get out. Bye-bye. That's from Sean. Went to Madison for the game. Had the penultimate feeling watching the game. I'm not mad, just disappointed. They were not even competitive. Bad body language. No noticeable leadership on offense. He's done such a good job turning that program around. I want a situation where he realizes that he can't take it forward and has a torch passing to someone you might be able to pass a torch to. A friend of mine is a big Michigan State fan. I saw him tweet, thanks, Mark. We appreciate it. And please don't hire from within. And I was thinking, yeah. But then again, that kind of worked for Tom Izzo.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times.
Mike Tressel.
A lot of times you do a dramatic departure like Michigan did when Lloyd Carr retired. And how does that work out for you? Right? I mean,
yeah.
Mike Stoops handed his program over to Lincoln Riley. How did that work out for you? Right?
I mean, it worked.
Or Bob Stoops, pardon me. So it's difficult. All right, let's go to Kevin in Detroit on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, guys. First, I think you guys discount how easy it is to transfer over to the new offensive system. The teams that are running it really well have premium athletes in those systems, and the college landscape is littered with teams that are trying that and doing it unsuccessfully because they don't have the people. Michigan, for example, with all the great athletes they have, they don't have the athletes that can run that system. And as far as D'Antonio, I really would hope that he would retire and soon. He hasn't addressed the problems in his program. He's under a lot of pressure with the scandals going on there, and I don't think he's earned the right to wait it out, stick there forever, and pick his own time. I really think someone needs to sit down and they can have a conversation about how to design this gracefully, have next year be his last year. I don't know how you do it, but I think he needs to pick his time on his own, with the help of some guidance.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an interesting point, Kevin. I agree with you on how difficult it is to transition. And I kind of defended D'Antonio last year, and I said, look, if you've done something a certain way your entire career, you've succeeded in doing so at Cincinnati and at Michigan State, why would you automatically change? Then again, the great leaders, I mean, the great reinventors, the Steve Jobs of the world, they are constantly, the late Steve Jobs, I mean, they are looking for ways to improve themselves, to make themselves right, better, to change themselves. They don't just get stuck in one certain way. And look, that probably simplifies it too much. I don't know what goes on inside the walls of, you know, the Duffy Doherty building and how Mark D'Antonio builds or rebuilds or rethinks things. But look, the recruiting has gotten worse. They haven't churned out the players to the NFL the way he used to. And, you know, the point that Gov made a year or two ago, he has not had an elite quarterback since Connor Cook left the program. And Brian Lewerke looked like a nice quarterback as a sophomore, really regressed last year as a junior. Now, part of that was injury. And then this year, he's all right. I think he leads the Big Ten in passing. Big whoop.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we have two pretty average quarterbacks in this state right now in college football, right?
Well, look at the conference.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, who stands out to you in the conference besides Field? And he's a different kind of quarterback.
Right. Cone looks pretty good at Wisconsin, but he has the running game
he did on
to
Saturday.
Back it up.
Yeah. He did on Saturday.
He looks pretty good.
Yeah. 97 won the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.